Welcome friends to Literature Mantra. I'm Harsh Singh and in this audio we'll discuss Homi Bhabha. Now Homi Bhabha was born in India and he was educated at Bombay University and later on in Christchurch College in United Kingdom, UK. And he is one of the most important figures in contemporary post-colonial studies. And he's the one who has developed these words such as hybridity, mimicry, ambivalence. And in 2012 he was also awarded the Padma Bhushan by the Government of India for his contribution to literature and the field of education. And some of his important works are The Location of Culture, which came out in 1994. Okay, The Location of Culture. After that, Nation and Narration. Okay, Nation and Narration, which came out in 1990. And another work that he has written, which is important from an exam point of view, is Of Mimicry and Man, The Ambivalence of Colonial Discourse. Okay, Of Mimicry and Man, The Ambivalence of Colonial Discourse. And this was published in 1992. And he was strongly influenced by the post-structuralism of Derrida, Jacques Lacan and Foucault. And Bhabha argues against the tendency to essentialize the third world countries into a homogeneous identity and claiming instead that all sense of nationhood is narrativized. Means nation, the concept of a nation is a kind of narrative. So because of the narratives that are built, nations eventually come into existence. That is why he says that we should not try to homogenize all nations or all third world countries as if they are the same. And Homi Bhabha is interested in the gaps and disturbances that exist within colonial texts. He argues that colonial discourse is agonistic. It is split and also contradictory so that it never fully manages to assert a fixed and stereotypical knowledge of the colonial other or of the Orient as its main purpose was or originally. And even in the most confident colonial texts, Bhabha suggests that there are moments of ambivalence. And what is this ambivalence? These are basically moments when it is possible to discern that the argument being given in the colonial text is somewhat contradictory. And Bhabha argues further that not only the resistance of the colonial subject, but also his compliance with colonial strictures endangers the fragile stability of imperialist knowledge and power. And through the theory of mimicry, Bhabha contends that even the most slavish attempts of the colonial subject or the colonized people to imitate their master results in an inadvertent threat to the colonial order. And as the colonial subject begins to resemble the colonizer, the differences between the two are reduced, and this lessening of the distance between the two groups, means between the colonizer and the colonized, exposes an example of ambivalence. See, colonial discourse is predicated on the assumptions that the colonized subject is alien, is dangerous, and essentially different from the colonizer. While at the same time, he is seen as educatable and capable of being remade in the colonizer's image. So, on one hand, the imperial powers or the colonizers say that these native people are barbarians. But on the other hand, they also try to educate these native people or the colonized people. And they also think that these colonized people are capable of being remade in the colonizer's image. And colonial texts anxiously seek to hide or disavow these mutually exclusive suppositions. But mimicry exposes their internal conflict. And finally, the borders that are conventionally assumed to exist between colonizer and colonized, east or west, self and the other, are refigured in Bhabha's theory of hybridity. Okay, hybridity. Bhabha argues that borders presuppose a no man's land, an in-between space, okay, an in-between space that simultaneously divides and connects two areas. Now, this space, he suggests, is productive and enabling. And using the biological term hybrid to denote the liminal position of the migrant, Bhabha celebrates the intermingling of cultures and contests the idea of cultural purity. So let me go through these important terms once again. In a more simpler language, hybridity, as we all know, it means a hybrid between two things or something that is made from two things. And here in post-colonial theory, hybridity indicates the intermingling of practices of the colonized subject as well as the colonial master. So hybridization may take many forms, for example, linguistic hybrids. Then the colonizer and the colonized may well adopt the cultural practices of the other, because to rule the native people, the colonizer or the master has to learn some of the cultural aspects or some of the things of the native people. After that, the native people also have to learn some of the ways or methods of the colonial master so that they are able to interact. So in the process, there is a kind of hybridization, and this hybridization has the capacity to disrupt authority. And Homi Bhabha argues that it is the ambivalence of the colonial subject's hybridity which is so disturbing to imperial authority. And in taking on these habits of the colonial master, these values or knowledge of the colonizer, the colonial subject is able to mimic his or her master, a kind of mimicry that hovers between respect and mockery. Now, one more important term that Homi Bhabha has coined is called third space. Okay, third space. And Bhabha uses this term to describe a space in which we can overcome the problematic claims of cultural purity and homogeneity and embrace the hybridized nature of cultures. And according to Bhabha, this is a potentially productive space which may open up the way to conceptualizing an international culture based not on the exoticism of multiculturalism or the diversity of cultures, but on the inscription and articulation of culture's hybridity. Okay? Based not on the exoticism of multiculturalism or the diversity of cultures, but on the inscription and articulation of culture's hybridity. Okay? So remember this line. Okay? So in third space, it's not just about diversity of cultures, but hybridity of cultures. So from an exam point of view, you should know about the important works of Homi Bhabha, particularly The Location of Culture, then Nation and Narration. After that, Of Mimicry and Man, The Ambivalence of Colonial Discourse. Okay, this is a very important work as well. And yes, as I said, that the important words that he has coined and he uses in post-colonial discourse, that you should know. So what is hybridity? What is ambivalence? What is mimicry? What is third space?